It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. The weekend after a very traumatic event known now worldwide, what transpired 6:02 on Saturday evening. Donald Trump took the stage at the Butler Farm Show rally. At 6:15, the first shot rang out, and that's when everything changed. And Paul, I thought about this, as everybody did throughout the day yesterday, going through shock, anger, sadness, especially for the family of Corey Comparator, the firefighter, dad of two girls, who died a hero, shielding his daughter and wife in the crowd, and his life ended in a split second. The trauma that we see in our communities every day with gun violence is dealt with in our hometown. The Neighborhood Resilience Project is led by Father Paul Abernathy, Greek Orthodox priest who served our country in the United States Army as a combat veteran, and he's seen the worst of humanity and the best. And I thought we'll reach out to him to try to begin the process of healing, in this case, not just a community, but an entire country. Father Paul, good morning.
Larry, Paul, good morning.
What were your thoughts when you saw what was happening and then realizing that this will be a situation that a lot of people will have a hard time getting over anytime soon?
Yeah, like the rest of the country, it was a very difficult evening. Certainly the tragedy of that particular night was so earth-shattering, in a sense, not just that with the loss of life that night with the near death of a presidential candidate. Also, it just reflected the anger and the violence that is ever present in our society that we are dealing with each and every day. And for me, it was a deep moment of reflection and how important it was that we have to be about the work of healing. We have to be about the work of reconciliation. We have to learn the work of peace building. And if this moment doesn't compel us towards that action, there is great concern, I would say, for the future of our society.
I couldn't agree more. Reverend, you know what occurred to me? I don't know if this occurred to you at all, but what came to mind in the hours after was 1968. And the political violence that we watched with the loss of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. George Wallace was shot not too long after that. It's been 40 years since we've had something like this, which was President Reagan's near-death experience. These kind of things all resurfaced. I thought we'd moved past that.
Well, that's I think, one of the great tragedies of this particular moment, is that the anger that seems to be gripping us as a nation is having us now lose ourselves. We're at a point where we are losing sight of the humanity within one another. And if we lose sight with humanity within one another, certainly we'll lose our democracy. But more importantly than that, we'll lose our morals, we'll lose our compass. Honestly, we'll lose everything that makes life meaningful. So this is a point in time for us as a nation where we have to really recognize the role that all of us play in the anger, the speech, the rhetoric that fuels the violence that is now really defining our times.
We're with Father Paul Abernathy, the Neighborhood Resilience Project. It is centered in the Hill District. And the Trauma Response Team, you do this on a near daily basis. So how do we expand upon what you do when you're talking to community members and families who are maybe not direct victims, but are traumatized nonetheless by what's going on in their towns? What's the process?
You know, this is an excellent question, Larry. And one of the things that's very important to understand in the immediate aftermath of this kind of violence is that before we can get to any kind of healing, the primary objective is to establish stabilization. The question is, are we stable enough to heal? We have to ask ourselves the question, what are those actions that we can take as a nation to really achieve process? As long as there's a sense that we do not have safety, as long as there's a sense that we continue to live in turmoil and chaos, healing becomes a near impossibility. So for us, whenever we do this work out in community, the strategies that we initially employ are around stabilization. How are we going to stabilize this community so that we can heal? On a national level, I think there's a lot of lessons that we have to take from this in terms of leadership in the nation, in terms of how we are communicating on social media, even in terms of community. You know, some of the greatest tension that we have experienced over the past few years has even been in local elections. There cannot be a place for this kind of tension. And I will tell you that just as we talk about and we value democracy and each, you know, one voice, one vote, I was always raised to believe that what makes us truly distinct as Americans is not only that democratic right to vote, but also the peaceful transition of power. If this is not elevated as a value to the point where we have such confidence in the peaceful transition of power, that we have stabilization in the country, we will not be able truly to begin the healing process.
And I invite people to visit the neighborhoodresilience.org website for details. And what I am encouraged by, Father Paul, is the president from the Oval Office asking the nation to ratchet down, you know, the contentiousness, and former President Donald Trump talking to Selena Zito, a journalist that we know very well, saying, "The reality is set in. I rarely look away from the crowd. Had I not done that in that moment, well, we wouldn't be talking today." It went on to quote Donald Trump as saying in the Washington Examiner, "This is a chance to bring the whole country, even the world, together. The speech will be a lot different than it would have been 2 days ago," referring to what speech he will give Thursday night at the Republican National Convention. I'm encouraged by both leaders suggesting that we need to find a new place, and violence shouldn't be a part of any of it.
As am I, Larry, truly.
Thank you for the work you do every day in our community, Father Paul. I really appreciate it, and appreciate your time this morning.
Larry, Paul, thank you both so much.
Father Paul Abernathy, again, the Neighborhood Resilience Project, and we hope some of this resonates with you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.